Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
There's no way this is true.
What else?
This sounds like one of those things that your mother told you when you were a kid to get you to do these things you didn't want to do.
Those things that you would make up.
Yeah, although I don't know how or why mental health enthusiasts would buy into this idea.
Maybe you can go blind.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just classic rock 96.5 WCMF. So it's spring.
Yeah.
Right? And with the weather getting nice, you're seeing people trying to get all the clutter out of their house.
Sure.
There's garage sales that come, and it's spring cleaning time. And it turns out spring cleaning isn't only good to, maybe make some money getting rid of the stuff you don't want.
Yeah.
Apparently, it also affects your health.
Oh.
Okay. So according to this, one, clutter will affect your sleep.
Clutter?
Wow. Yeah, and they say studies have shown the quality of your sleep is worse when your bedroom is a mess.
A junk.
So
a
just junk knowing it's there.
Yeah, you got it. Two, it makes your allergies worse. If your place is unorganized and cluttered, then you're probably not dusting regularly, and a lot of people who think they're allergic to pollen actually just need to clean and dust more.
That makes sense.
Three, clutter will make it harder to focus. If there's too much stuff lying around, your brain cannot decide what to focus on because there's too much visual stimuli, so it makes it harder to do anything. And four, it can mess with your mental health. According to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, hoarding and holding on to possessions well beyond their intended use can have severe emotional, physical, social, and financial effects.
I agree. Hair, hair, and hair.
Because you're an organized ass OCD bitch.
Clutter leads to filth.
No, it does. Shut up.
Filth. You have a filthy house.
It is harder to clean.
Right.
Some people... I've also seen...
always impressed by people who have a lot of stuff, but you're like, wow, it's pretty clean in here. Like, I feel like that's rare.
Okay. Aren't there other studies that show people that work at a cluttered desk or in a cluttered room are like secret geniuses?
Okay,
like,
but that doesn't reflect how you live.
No, but I'm saying, like, it says
way,
here, it makes it harder to focus. If you're a genius,
if you're a genius, yes.
Well, you're not, so I get that why you
nobody's a goddamn genius except for like five people.
Nobody's a goddamn genius except for like five people.
Like, there's more geniuses in New York State than there are bears. So we got five bears, six geniuses.
He's such not a genius. He said it wrong without realizing
such
it.
Such not just a genius.
And saw it through to the end of the thing.
I mean, but how do we know they wouldn't be even smarter if
even
they were
genius
organized?
No, Einstein might have missed some crap.
Even more such genius.
Because his sloppy ass wasn't paying attention. Maybe after the EMC thing, there was more.
EMC?
Yeah, maybe there was more letters he just crapped out on.
I don't know. I feel so much better if things are organized. Like, there is something so therapeutic about going through a closet or organizing like a drawer that even though I don't see it, knowing it's clean makes me feel better.
And you know what it is? If you're like Kimmy and I, you get a sense of accomplishment that you slop asses don't get.
Yeah, but
there's no sense of anything with a slop ass.
All right, here's my new theory. Ready for
no
this?
No sense of anything with a slop ass.
Here's my new theory. The reason why you two get a sense of accomplishment from going through closets and drawers and tidying up and being neat.
Here comes here comes a massive insult.
Oh yeah, here's why.
Oh yeah. Get ready.
Because you two are so you two are so self-admittedly lazy that you don't get a sense of accomplishment from anything else because you don't do anything. So something
she
is
kills
simple.
Herself all day
oh,
around here.
Oh, look, home team.
I'll this take girl it. Does so much.
I'm doing two jobs.
You've said it yourself. You are lazy.
I am lazy.
Lazy.
When it comes to certain things. Not when it comes to my house, though.
No, but that's what I mean. Like, you guys need...
She knows when to turn lazy on and when to turn it off.
I'm about to blow your mind. You two need to feel a sense of
accomplishment. I will push through the lazy get that into a better headspace.
Lazy. Lazy. Lazy in your house.
But you were also, were your parents like clutter people?
Oh, yeah, big time.
So that was kind of your normal, where my mother was so anal, she cleaned everything.
Yeah, no, I'm fully aware of that. Both things, actually.
Oh, her anal?
Yeah. Tommy's mom is right. Or Tommy's right about her mom. She was very
anal. I tossed Tommy's mama. Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm walking a thin line between not getting fired.
Tommy and his mama?
And then you take your mom and you blast it past that line, much like what I'm describing a second ago. No, man, like I thrive better in chaos. I'm being completely sincere when I say that.
But that's your normal.
No, but they...
Like, I need to control everything around me.
Okay.
I don't like to control other people, but I like to control everything around me. I'm not a control freak.
You don't like to control other people.
No, I like to...
Who's that walking down my street at noon? Teenage boy probably gonna murder somebody. Shut up! You can't like beer that's got mango and peach in it.
Mango has beer.
No, I'm telling you, man, and I understand where you're coming from. Maybe it does.
But you never had anything, so you like to collect things. Well, and you had nothing as a child that was yours.
Yeah,
you had a lot of stuff.
It
was all broken or chipped. That was his teeth.
Oh, my God.
You always said you had a nasty mouth.
I got a busted mouth, man. My parents couldn't pay my... I know,
your dental
bill. So
didn't they repo them?
No, like, this is a true story. I got braces.
Yeah.
My dad stopped paying the bill, so they repossessed my mouth.
I didn't know they could do that.
They wouldn't take the braces off, so I had my braces on for like an extra year and a half.
And what did that do to your teeth?
Take a look.
What the F, man? I said you guys were lazy. You're coming in taking shots at my grill.
Oh, it's going to get worse, too.
See, that's how I know I hurt you, man. 252 WCMF. Again, study with spring cleaning coming up here says that the clutter in your house not only affects your sleep, it makes your allergies worse, makes it harder to focus, and will mess with your mental health. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy. What's up, buddy?
Just when you thought you heard every Pat story, your mouth got repossessed.
True story.
How does the West Side get any worse? Anyways, if you can't already tell from my calls over the years, I come from a family of severe mental illness, and it's rubbed off on me. And on both sides, I have hoarders in my family, and their hoard is directly proportional to their mental state. Their hoard gets worse when their mental state gets worse, and I've actually helped clean out places. And the people I've helped say, man, I feel so much better now that I have room to move, now that some of the stuff is gone. And then, you know, it just builds back in because it's just a control thing for them.
You hearing him, Chips Ahoy?
All right, Jeremy, let me ask you. Do you find yourself fighting those same compulsions yourself?
I don't, because I inherited some other mental things, but I hate clutter and I hate stuff. Like, my house would be completely empty if it was up to me, because I just don't need things.
Don't you have a family?
I can't. I'm sorry?
You live with family or kids.
Yes, and I said if it was up to me.
Yeah. Why don't you try and listen?
Are you constantly going behind your kids and picking up?
When they were younger, yeah.
My brother was like that, and it stuck with those kids forever. They still bring it up to this day.
Oh, it bothered him.
Like, my brother would come home from work. Kids are playing. As soon as they like walked away, he'd pick everything up and put it away, and they would come back and it was like gone.
No kidding.
Yeah. And it still bothers him to this day.
All right, so Jeremy, you're on one side of the family, or you know, you have family members that are hoarders. You yourself are, you know,
mental.
Want everything clean all the time. So, what are we getting at here?
I'm getting at that you basically started this thing off by saying it's crap, and I'm telling you that for a lot of people, their mental state improves when the stuff is gone, and also
it works.
I think just the term spring cleaning, right? You're holed up for the winter, mostly. But when you start to open the windows and get outside and
like
let things go.
You got winter mouth and springtime face.
I'm going to find something that hurts you, and I am going to never let it go. Never let
That's
go.
Every day in his room.
What's that? What'd you say, Jeremy?
Winter mouth is what we call Tommy's mom. Disgusting, dark, dank.
What the hell did she do to you? You never even met my mother.
Oh, he met your mother. Everybody's met your mother. You know that show called How I Met Your Mother? If it was about your mother, it would still be on.
I actually did meet Edie Mulay one time.
You did not meet my mother.
All right, well, I can't wait to hear it. And that's a great tease, Jeremy. Thanks for the call, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Bye, Nick.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.